Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something odd or different. And I call those odd different things, often a reading or maybe a strange song, I call them wombats. That's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. I have a lot of favorites, and I love all the songs I play, but some of them are more favorite than others. Here comes Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, and it is one of my favorites. And the lead singer is Stevie Nicks. She joined the band when she was 27 and was just really young and somewhat inexperienced in some ways, and just became the lead singer almost overnight. They had a really good lead singer before, but Stevie Nicks was so good, and this is an example. So this is Stevie Nicks singing the lead for Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Well, who am I to keep you down?
That was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Well, next comes kind of a different take on a song. John Lennon wrote the song Imagine in 1971. It was his biggest hit ever. Actually, the album it was on was his best-selling album in his solo career. And I'm going to read you the lyrics from Imagine because it was a vision, really, a vision of peace and joy and the way life should be. And it's so ironic that John Lennon would have written this and then be assassinated. So this is the poem. Then I'll tell you who's going to perform it. It's not John Lennon. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions, I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Well, John Lennon and the Beatles were an inspiration to many musicians, and one of them, I infer, is Christopher Cross. My son is a cruise director, and he recorded this song live at a Christopher Cross concert 2 weeks ago. And it's Christopher Cross singing Imagine. And I don't think anybody sings this to try and outdo John Lennon. I think of it as a tribute to John Lennon. But it's a different version, and I enjoy it.
The one John wrote it. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us on the sky. Imagine all the people living for the light.
Imagine there's no country.
Yeah. together. Hope to see you again.
That was Christopher Cross singing Imagine. Well, now we're going to change gears a bit. This is a singer who I know, Judy Cook. She goes to the camps. I go to the singing camps. She's a very good performer, knows a lot of songs, and allows me to talk about style a little bit. Many singers, like Stevie Nicks and others, have wonderful ornamentation and styles and ways of doing things. In the folk music community, a lot of people, I'm one, and Judy Cook's another, try to sing their songs with as little affectation as possible. It's the song, not the singer, is the idea. Now, that's not always the right way to do it. Sometimes a little emphasis and twist and ornamentation and fancy things can make a huge difference. But still, one of the ways of presenting a folk song is to sing it pretty straight. And Judy does that. She's got a nice, clean voice. The song is Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel. And it's based on a traditional gospel song, Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel. During the Civil War, the Union troops tried to capture Richmond 7 different times, and each time they were defeated. And this song commemorates that. And so as a Southerner, we're still dealing with the fallout of the Civil War. I still get in arguments trying to get my point of view, which is, 150 years later, that many of the people fighting for the South were not fighting to protect slavery. They were fighting to protect their homes and their lives as they saw it, and the right to choose their own way. They were wrong to think that slavery was a good thing, and those who were fighting to protect slavery were wrong. But those who were fighting for their home, and I think there were many, and I get in arguments, people trying to convince me there weren't many. In any case, this is a song popular in the Confederacy during the early part of the war when the Confederacy was winning or not losing, and this was commemorating their success in a particular series of battles as they tried to protect Richmond from the Union soldiers. Eventually, the Union soldiers got through, but there were 7 attempts before that, and here they go.
Would you like to hear my song? I'm afraid it's rather long. Of the famous road to Richmond, double trouble. Of the half a dozen trips, and the half a dozen slips, and the very latest bursting of the bubble. It's pretty hard to sing, and like a rolling ring, it's a dreadful knotty puzzle to unravel. Though all the papers swore when we reached Virginia shore that Richmond is a hard road to travel. And then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. First McDowell, bright and gay, set forth the shortest way by Manassas in the pleasant summer weather. But unfortunately ran on a stonewall foolish man. He had a rocky journey altogether. He found it rather hard to ride over Beauregard, and Johnston proved a deuce of a bother. It was clear beyond a doubt that he didn't like the route, and a second time he'd have to find another. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Manassas is a hard road to travel. Manassas gave us fits, and Bull Run made us grieve, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Next came the woolly horse with an overwhelming force to march down to Richmond by the valley. But he couldn't find the road, and his onward motion showed his campaigning was no more than shilly-shally. And Commissary Banks with his motley foreign ranks kicking up a great noise, fuss and flurry, left the whole of his supplies, and with tears in his eyes from Stonewall ran away in a hurry. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. The valley is a hard road to travel. The valley wouldn't do, and we all had to leave. And Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Then the great Galena came with her portholes all aflame, and the Monitor, that famous naval wonder. But the guns at Drury's Bluff showed them speedily enough the loudest sort of regular rebel thunder. The Galena was astonished, the Monitor admonished, our patent shot and shells were mocked at, while the dreadful Naugatuck, by the hardest kind of luck, was knocked into a regular cocked hat. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. James River is a hard road to travel. The gunboats gave it up in terror and despair, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I declare. While McClellan followed soon with both spade and balloon to try the peninsular approaches. But one and all agreed that his best rate of speed was no faster than the slowest of slow coaches. And instead of easy ground at Williamsburg, he found a long street indeed and nothing shorter. And it put him in the dumps that spades wasn't trumps, and the hills he couldn't level as he ordered. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Longstreet is a hard road to travel. Put down the shovel and throw away the spade, and Richmond is a hard road to travel, I'm afraid. Then Lincoln said to Pope, you can make the trip a hope. I will save the universal Yankee nation. To make sure of no defeat, I'll leave no lines of retreat, and I'll issue a famous proclamation. But that same dreadful Jackson, that fella laid his wax on, which made him by compulsion a seceder. And Pope took rapid flight in the middle of the night. 'Twas his very last appearance as a leader. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Stonewall is a hard road to travel. He did his very best, but was evidently sold. And Richmond is a hard road to travel, I am told. Last of all, the brave Burnside with his pontoon bridges tried a road no one had thought of before him. With 200,000 men for the rebel slaughter pen and the blessed Union banner waving o'er him. But he met a fire like hell of canister and shell. The troops were mowed down with great slaughter. 'Twas a dreadful sight to view that second Waterloo, why the river ran with more blood than water. Then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Rappahannock is a hard road to travel. Burnside got into a trap which caused him to grieve. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. We are very much perplexed to know who is the next to command the next Richmond expedition. But the capital must blaze, and that in 90 days, and Jeff and his men be sent to perdition. We'll take the cursed town, then we'll burn it down. We'll plunder and hang up each cursed rebel. Though the contraband was right when he said they would fight, those rebels, they fight like the devil. And then haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Yes, haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Haul off your overcoat and roll up your sleeves. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe.
That was Judy Cook singing Richmond is a hard road to travel. And I sing that song. It's a long song to learn. So it's one we can, it's almost fair to read that one. Well, next up is something from 1958, Lollipop. It's sung by a female quartet, the Cordettes, and was a big hit back then, and just a joy to hear. Every time I hear it, it takes me back to that era, and life was simpler and more fun, and Lollipop kind of catches the flavor of that, I think. So here is Lollipop by the Cordettes.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, 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 lollipop,
boom, boom, boom.
Sweeter than candy on a stick.
boom, boom, boom. Crazy way it thrills me, tell you why. Just like the lightning from the sky. He loves to kiss me till I can't see straight. Gee, my lollipop is great. I call him lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop, oh lolly, 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 lollipop.
Boom, boom, boom.
That was Lollipop by the Cordettes. Well, now we're going to another world. It's interesting to think of all the genres of music. I mean, in a way, if you think there are millions, perhaps billions of songs, and you can categorize them any way you want. And there are so many. I talk about Lever and Levy songs, and they're falling in love songs and falling out of love songs, and there are war songs and so forth. But this one is a weird song. It's called Space Oddity by David Bowie, and features Kristen Wiig. It was recently came back into popularity with the movie The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, but the song was popular long before that. It's a strange song. It really is. I think it has a transporting feel. It really takes you into another world, outer space in this case, but really just a different place to take your mind. So here we go with Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing 5, countdown, engines 4, on.
3, 2.
Check ignition.
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
Knows which way to go.
That was Space Oddity by David Bowie and Kristen Wiig. The next song is from 1989. It's called She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. Some songs just have a unique signature. Some songs are good in the same way, but some songs just stand out as one of a kind. Nothing else quite like it. And that's the way this one struck me the first time I heard it and has ever since. Fine Young Cannibals is an English group, and they put this song together in 1989. It did very well. So I bring you She Drives Me Crazy. That was She Drives Me Crazy by Fine Young Cannibals. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music once a week, although we play the show twice. It's played Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And each week I play for you my favorite songs and tell a few stories, and I just have a good time hearing all my favorite songs. I have more fun picking them out than anything else. I listen to them and decide whether I still am in love with them today. And some songs sort of get tired, and I'll wait a year or so before they come back. This is a classic. This is from 1960. It's the Kingston Trio. I was in college at that point, and this was the folk revival. The Kingston Trio was kind of one of the leaders, but there was Peter, Paul, and Mary, and the Limelighters, and Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, the Terriers. There were just any number of groups that were really doing well, and this kind of music is very popular. Here's the Kingston Trio style. It's got some French in here. Makes it a little sophisticated for the college crowd. But beautiful harmonies and sweetly done. They had a nice touch. They didn't just sing out. They got gentle and kind in places and rough and ready in the others. And this is one of their more gentle songs. Raspberries, Strawberries by the Kingston Trio.
Young man goes to Paris, as every young man should. There's something in the air of France that does a young man good.
Allez, France, allez, France, allez, bon vin, que ça va plus.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
The Paris nights are warm and fair, the summer winds are soft. A young man finds the face of love in every field and loft.
In every field and loft.
Allez, friends, allez, friends, allez, bon vin, que ça va plus.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink them to.
An old man returns to Paris, as every old man must. He finds the winter winds blow cold, his dreams have turned to dust.
His dreams have turned to dust. His dreams have turned to dust.
Positive
and
bon vin,
qu'ils en vont plus. La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, whom we must bid adieu.
That was Raspberries, Strawberries by the Kingston Trio. I went to Paris as a young man. I was 12. And I went to Paris as an old man just a few years ago. And so I had some of the experiences described. And you do indeed find that your dreams, I don't know if it's proper to say your dreams are turned to dust, as to say the dreams that come true are not the ones you thought were going to come true. Life is different than you would expect it to be, but it doesn't necessarily have to be inadequate. It's just, it fulfills needs you didn't know you had, and the needs you wanted fulfilled then, maybe they've gone away. Well, enough philosophy. The next song is The Fireman by George Strait. And George Strait's one of the most popular country singers of my lifetime, and greatly admired by the other country singers, I want to say. He's always been considered one of the top country singers by people like Willie Nelson and others. So, anyway, this is The Fireman, and I get to talk about poetry a little bit. In poetry, there's a lot of double meanings, a lot of hidden meanings, a lot of suggestive stuff, and often it's very subtle and sometimes very intellectual, and a lot of it doesn't reach me. I'm just not tuned there, but some of it does, and country music songs are, in a way, poetry. And they do a lot of additional means, double entendre. The term double entendre is often meant to imply a sexual innuendo, but it also just means a double meaning. And here's a song, The Fireman. And I want to read you what the write-up says about it, just briefly, to give you an idea. Content of the song. The narrator is a man with charm and wit that can cool down any angry woman. He tends to go after women that have been in fights with their significant other or have recently experienced a breakup. He even heads over to his friend's place to cool off the friend's woman with a little mouth-to-mouth. So there's some fireman double entendre work. So this is George Strait singing country rock, The Fireman. That was The Fireman by George Strait. Well, we're going to change moods again. This is The Lady Came from Baltimore by Joan Baez. Others sing this song. Johnny Cash sings this song. Here's another song where there's not a lot of ornamentation. It just tells the story. And I've always liked this song anyway. It's just beautiful music, and I love Joan Baez's rendition, although Johnny Cash's is almost as good. But the line I like best in it is where the man says, I was there to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. And that's the way life is. A lot of times you go into something with a goal and you think it's going to turn out one way, and life can reverse on you and leave you in a completely different place. Here's a guy going in to steal and falling in love. That's what happens sometimes. And I like it that somebody's written the music, written song to catch it. And Joan Baez, this is one of her early songs for me, and just clean, clean rendition. Like Judy Cook, only much better. No ornamentation whatsoever, in my mind.
The lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. Saw my face. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was outside the law. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. said I was a thief, and didn't I have a love? But I was Susan's true belief. I married her for love. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none. Out. She never stopped to think at all. That's what I'm about. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love with a lady, came away with none. But I fell in love with a lady, came away with none.
That was The Lady Came from Baltimore by Joan Baez. Next up is This Old Porch by Lyle Lovett. I'm a big fan of Lyle Lovett's, and I was talking recently to Joe Reif, a professor at Emory in Henry, and we were discussing this song. He knew that it was co-written by Lyle Lovett and his good friend Robert Earl Keen. Apparently they were roommates in college, and performed together and sang together and stayed in touch, and they wrote this song together. And The Old Porch actually was a real place for them. It wasn't in the song. I think it's the porch of a house, perhaps the family house where you grew up in. But in real life, it was a fraternity house or a meeting place where they got to know each other and other friends. And so the song has roots in reality. But in any case, it's just a lovely feeling of community. And I love Lyle Lovett's style. He's one of the more relaxed kind of singers, and just a gentle man. Every time I've seen him in a movie or video or something, he's just seems like a kind person, someone I'd like to know. I wonder if he's really like that.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford board, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what Dulce say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in old downtown, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day, a GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. This old porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas. It's doing all it can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cab. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazzi still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind. The cotton's all but gone, and you know this brand new Chevrolet. Hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to it, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
That was This Old Porch, sung by Lyle Lovett. Well, probably our last song tonight is Red Red Wine by UB40. Neil Diamond wrote this song in 1967 and had a number of people sing it, but it didn't really make the big time in my mind. I didn't know the song until about 1983, when a group called UB40, a reggae pop group, did a recording of it. I was in Canada visiting up there, and I heard this song in the background on a record player, and it just caught me immediately. And the style is sort of like that Fine Young Cannibal song I played earlier. Utterly unique. I don't know if any other song has quite the quality that this one has in its own unique way, and especially the harmonies. It's got a lot of rhythm, but there's also just some wonderful harmonies, these male voices blending together. UB40 just does a fantastic job of making this song fly. So here comes Red Red Wine. That was Red Red Wine by UB40. We don't have enough time for an entire another song, but I'm going to put on part of one. This is The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens, and I'll probably start next week's show with it. That was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. And we're ending the show now. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Byron. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play a few songs I love. And we're on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. You can also get us on the web at WEHCFM.com. And as I end each show, I ask you to join me in doing something each week, or tell you you can do it alone, but I'm going to do it, and that is to celebrate something. And what do you think? If you've heard the show before, you know exactly what I'm going to ask you. So here we go again. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.